Okay, it's okay. Come on, Zeta. Come on. Ooh. It's fine. You've been training for this for months, okay? Been training for months. It's fine. It doesn't matter if it's against her. It's just the final fight, okay? You're going to kick ass. It's going to be amazing. You're going to go out there. You're going to do your thing. And you're going to win. You're going to win. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Oh, what's my name? Okay. And let's go.
Yes, I'm here. I know this is going to be the absolute best fight. You want a fight? I will give you a fight. I will give you a final match to remember. I am the Midnight Hurricane.
Yeah, hi. You ready for this? Oh, really? Well, you're the best one to win, bitch. Yeah, Ruff, I'm ready. You count us in. Okay, Zeta. This is it. Final fight. The belt will be yours. All you have to do is win. Keep an eye on her toes. Watch her fall, and don't let her figure out.
Ready,
What the fuck do you want? Come to gloat, have you? Yeah, well, big whoop. You won. Congratulations. Don't talk to me. Don't patronize me either. Good fight. I'll give you a good fucking fight. That was the dirtiest, most underhand... I don't care if it was a legal move. I don't care. It was dirty. It was sly, slick and underhanded, and you fucking know it. But if that's what it takes for you to win, fine. Fine. I don't care. Do you know what? I'd rather lose an honest fighter than win by being a creep. Okay? So take your medal, take your belt, take your trophy, take your money, and leave me the fuck alone, all right? No, I don't want to talk to you. What? Oh, really? Well, please, enlighten me. Huh? No. Don't pull that shit now. You've been doing this for years, do you understand? Absolute years. You have, and I thought once, just this once. Just this once you'd give me a fair fight. Just this once I thought you'd give me a chance to prove myself. No, I don't need your permission to prove myself. What I need is a fair opponent. You knew I had a trick knee. You knew that side of me was weak. And you pummeled on it until I couldn't fucking move. No, if we were fighting in the streets, then fine. But we're not. This is a competition. I thought it was. Didn't think you were the type to take advantage of a handicap like that. No. No, no, that's not the point, okay? It's not that I was too weak to fight. I mean, I gave you a run for your money. Or did you not notice? Yeah, your lip's bleeding. What? Really? Really, you're sorry? What is it you're sorry for? Are you sorry for today? Or for last week? Last month? Last year? Our entire fucking lives? No, it's been like this since the day we met. And I don't even know what to say to you anymore. I can't compute. Why do you do this? Why do you have this burning urge to grind me down into the dirt? Yes, since we were fucking kids, you've always done it. You've always done it. You always had to one-up me in everything we were doing. Anytime. I auditioned for the school play, so you had to audition for the school play. Yeah, I remember. I did it with a dance routine, you did it with a dance and gymnast routine. God. I applied for the choir, I applied for an alto part. You apply for an alto part and train your voice to hit those notes when that's not your natural range. Yes, you did. You couldn't possibly hit those notes before you started training. And why? What was you didn't even like singing. You just did it because I was there and it was something I enjoyed. Why? Why? No. No. Actually, that's not it. Frankly, that shit's petty. It's as we got older that you started to ramp it up a little bit. Yes. Yes, it was. Do you remember Danny? I made her the sweetest Valentine's card. I put roses in it. I scented it. And the second you realised I had sent her a card, you had to send one 3 times the size, 4 times more expensive. You didn't even like her, did you? I didn't think so. No, you just did it because I did, to one-up me, to show me up. Mm-hmm. I tell the rest of the girls in the dance troupe that I'm going to ask Candice out. Yeah, I'm going to ask her to come to the cinema with me. So what do? You sneak in there first and take her fucking ice skating. 3 cities away. In a limo. Look, I don't have time for this. I'm done. I'm finished. I want to go home. I want to relax. I need to work the kinks out of my shoulders and my knee. Thank you very much. If you don't have anything else to say, can you kindly get the fuck out of my way so I can leave? Oh, fucking hell. The ring is out there. We're finished. Get your hands off me. What are you doing? No, I don't want to fight you anymore. It's over. It's done. Are you really doing this now? Are you really fucking... Stay down there. Stay down there. I'm leaving. Oh, really? Really? What are you, 12? God damn it. Sticking your fucking foot out. Are you happy now? Yeah, now I'm on the floor with you. Now I'm on your level. No, I don't want to hear what you have to say. I want to go home. Why? Are you actually crying. What the hell? Get up. No, get up. Come on. No, let's sit down. Oh my God, you're a fucking mess. Let me get you a tissue. No, just wait a second. Here you go. No, you dirty bitch. It's not dirty. It's just a bit scrunched. I have a lot of stuff in my bag. Do you want it or not? What? No. What do you so desperately have to say to me that you couldn't let me leave? That you had to trip me with the oldest, most juvenile trick in the book to get me to stay? What could you possibly have to say that is so important? What? No, come again. I must be going deaf. Maybe you hit me harder than I thought. Say that again. What? Why would I do that? No, no. You've been making my life a living hell for years. Why would I go to dinner with you? No, if you have explaining to do, you can do it right here. I mean, I'm here now. I'm listening against my better judgment. What? Yes, I remember. Jesus, I just gave you a fucking itinerary of the shit you've done to me over the years. I think I remember. What's that got to do with anything? You do know there are better ways to get people's attention, right? Like mature, grown-up ways. You know, like talking, having a conversation. No, I know full well you didn't enjoy singing, so why the fuck did you join the choir? For real? But we had music classes together. If you wanted to hear me sing, you could have heard me in music classes. Why did you have to follow me into the choir? Okay. Okay, and I suppose you're going to say that you joined the diving team as well to get my attention. Is that it? Wait, I was joking. Are you? Right. Are you seriously sitting here now telling me all of that shit, everything you've done to me over the years was to get my attention? Did you ever consider just saying, hey, Zita, can we have a chat? Okay. And okay, what about the Valentine's cards and the dance and all the other shit? Oh my God. I cannot believe I'm hearing this. Are you serious right now? Oh. So you honestly thought by taking those other women out of the picture, I would pay attention to you. Bearing in mind that you were the one who took them off my radar in the first place, you figured by you being the one to get in the way would draw my attention to you. Wow. That is some kind of fucked up, you know that? Well, no, I guess it made sense when we were teenagers, but we're not teenagers anymore. Fuck it, I'm halfway to a midlife crisis right now. I suppose the next thing you're going to tell me is that's why you decided to start fighting as well, to get my attention, to be close to me. You're serious, aren't you? I can't... This doesn't make any sense! We've been fighting for years. And all this time, it was your way of getting to spend more time with me? What am I supposed to say to that? No, you made so much of our formative years, my formative years, awful. Everything was so much harder and complex because and now, my fighting career is... I'm sure you are, but being sorry doesn't change the fucking mess this is. What do you want me to do now? What do you expect from me? You... No, God, no, I don't hate you. I don't hate you. No, I don't have the energy to hate people. I just don't understand you. If anything, I admire you. I know, fucked up, right? But think about it. Everything you've done, all of these hobbies you've taken up, just to be close to me. All that stuff you learned, the fighting, the dancing, the singing. Yeah, all the reenactment, the gaming. All these weird places you'd show up. And you're good at them. Excuse me, no, you just won that championship. You won the whole competition. You're good at what you do. I mean, it's a little bit stalkery, I suppose, but... It's impressive. No, I'm not excusing it, by the way. God, no, you have a lot to answer for, but I can acknowledge when someone's done something impressive, okay? And that's quite impressive. Yeah, well, not much to write home about, is it? Look, I am very confused right now. I am bemused. I really don't know what to think. You need to give me time to deal with these thoughts and decide what I think about you. What, did you expect an instant forgiveness and heartfelt, oh, I love you too? Good. Okay, so you're not deluded. No, I don't hate you. I've never hated you. Just been confused by you. Because frankly, I couldn't figure out why you hated me so much. And now I suddenly learn it wasn't hate at all, it was something else. That's a lot to process, okay? So just let me figure out what I think and feel. Thanks. No. I guess that was me being a bit of a sore loser. You won that fair and square. No, the belt is yours, the title is yours, just take it. I've got some thinking to do. No, you can, God, how do I... I'll see you at training, okay? Yeah, we've got training tomorrow. I was going to take a bit of time off to recover from the fight, but I actually don't want to. No, I feel a lot better when I'm fighting, so... I'll see you tomorrow, all right? Okay, cool. Oh, and wait, listen. Don't beat yourself up about this, okay? Just get some rest yourself, all right? Cool. I'll see you tomorrow.